Genesis 12:3 says, "And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." Many times the prophecy of Genesis 12:3 is correctly quoted as a warning against anti-Semitic Jew haters and those who curse the Jews and Israel. "And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee." And all a person has to do is run a search on those terms of blessing and cursing, and you'll see that promises to Israel through Abraham, then Isaac, and then Jacob, and then his descendants, known as the Jews. But the last phrase of Genesis 12:3 gets ignored in the discussion, and it is an amazing prophecy and of the utmost importance to every sinner who ever lived on planet Earth. "And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." That's a promise that the Messiah and Savior of Israel will bless all families of the earth, and that Messiah Savior would come from Abraham's lineage, as stated in Genesis 12:3 and repeated in Genesis 18:18, "seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him." And this promise is repeated to Abraham by the angel of the Lord in Genesis 22:18, "And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice." The Lord then repeats this promise to Isaac, the son of Abraham, in Genesis 26:4. And then Isaac is transferred this same promise to Jacob in Genesis 27:29, with the Lord himself then repeating the promise to Jacob and his offspring in Genesis 28:14, where the Lord said to Jacob, "And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south, and in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed." That is why the Gospel of Matthew begins by establishing the credentials of Jesus Christ as the heir of this promise. In Matthew 1:1 and 2, saying, "The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham begat Isaac, and Isaac begat Jacob, and Jacob begat Judas and his brethren," which is the reference to the tribe of Judah from which Jesus came. And once you come to the end of the Gospel of Matthew, as well as Mark, Luke, and John, you find Jesus having fulfilled the 300-plus messianic prophecies, then fulfilling the requirement to be a blessing to all the families of the earth with the shedding of his blood in death on the cross and the demonstration of his power and authority when he rose from the dead after 3 days. 40 days after his resurrection, Jesus ascended to heaven, and the fulfillment of the last section of Genesis 12:3 began to be fulfilled. "And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." 50 days after the cross, the good news of his gospel was preached in the tongues of many nations and families of the earth on the day of Pentecost. According to Acts 2:9 through 11, Parthians and Medes and Elamites and the dwellers in Mesopotamia and in Judea and Cappadocia, in Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, in Egypt and in the parts of Libya about Cyrene, and the strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, and so forth. Within a few decades, the Apostle Paul reported in Colossians 1:5 and 6, "Whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which is come unto you, as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit." And in Colossians 1:23, Paul says, "If ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister." And when the rapture happens, and even before the second coming of Christ to the earth to rule as King of Kings on his throne in Jerusalem, we're told by John the Revelator in Revelation 7, 9, and 10, "After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb." Jesus is the blessing to all families of the earth promised to Abraham those many years ago.